This is the Daily Creative. June 11th, shooting for the three. So back in the 1990s, the ancient days as I refer to them, a friend in the music business told me how record labels chose which songs to release as singles to radio. Keep in mind that I've never been able to verify this story, but the source was really credible. They would record a number of songs for an album, then they would begin to market test them by playing snippets over the phone to survey participants. The survey participants were asked to rate the song on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 meaning I would definitely change the radio station, and 5 meaning I love this song. Then they would compile the data to determine which songs should be radio singles. You would think they would release the songs with the most 5s, right? Me too. But that's not the case. What they discovered is that many of the songs that had a lot of 5 also tended to be somewhat polarizing. There were a lot of 1s as well. You either loved these songs or you hated them, so they were risky. The songs that tended to perform best overall were the ones that were consistently 3s, because they were just good enough to keep your attention, but not nearly as polarizing. Over time, much of the music started to sound the same. Predictable, sonically one-dimensional, safe. The goal wasn't to release great music, it was to keep radio listeners glued to the station so that it could sell more ads. Keep more listeners and your song plays more. Are you aiming for the right objectives today? Are your metrics aligned with your creative ambitions? Or are you in danger of shooting for the three instead of producing your best work? Invisible, subversive objectives can lead to subpar work. Here's today's question. Is there a project in which your assumed outcome is not aligned with the actual desired outcome?